It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
We'd be remiss if we didn't talk about the other Josh Allen who plays for Jacksonville, the other defensive lineman.
Their edge rushers are good.
Yeah, I mean, he's only got 5 sacks this season, but he had 17 and a half last year, and he's had multiple seasons with double-digit sacks. They have really good edge rushers, and that's when we talk about it for a few weeks now, are we concerned at all about pass protection with the Lions, and these are two guys that can get after you. It's going to be awfully important for the Lions to be able to run the football early so that it kind of maybe keeps those dogs at bay.
Yeah, and it's, I mean,
cats,
Decker,
if you will, with the Jaguars.
Well done. Decker's been hurt. It sounds like he's trending to have a chance to play, which isn't a real strong endorsement, but
he was limited practice.
And Dan Campbell said he, you know, is more encouraged after yesterday. And we've been saying it for weeks that our guy Goff has been taking too many hits. This is a decent pass rush they're going against.
Lions only had one player yesterday who did not practice, and that was Sam Laporta.
Yeah.
Everybody else, well, Decker and Rodriguez were limited. Broderick Martin, Ife Melifonwu, and Emmanuel Mosley were all full participants. So good for them.
It would be, it's why the more I think about, you know, what Kang brought up yesterday, and we were talking about the possibility of resting guys. I just don't, I'm not resting anybody. And especially if Decker can go, I want Decker out there because I want Jared Goff protected as best as possible, as long as he's cleared to play. But those edge rushers are good.
According to our Will Birchfield, who's down there at practice right now with the Lions and media scrum, Taylor Decker said he felt really responsible for the first half of last week's game versus the Texans, and he really wants to play this week. So good. It sounds like Decker is going to be out there.
Good. Glad to hear it. All right. We mentioned this, and things have changed here a little bit. I think a rite of passage in the state of Michigan, and one of the great traditions we have, is people getting together in the middle of November, mostly dudes, and going hunting. Firearm season starts tomorrow. Part of the rite of passage and part of the tradition is being able to comfortably not watch our football team. Right? In the past, if you were out and you want to hunt on a Sunday, you could just
screw it. Lions suck. I might as well
go hunt on a Sunday, right? Yeah. So here's our question for the hunting crowd at 248-539-9797. Does the Lions game Sunday actually interrupt your hunting plans? Does it actually change your plans a little bit? Because now we have a team that's competing to be the best team in the NFC, to win the division, to get the first round bye, to have home field, that people are talking about as the best team in the NFL, legitimate Super Bowl contender. Oh, by the way, they're fun as hell to watch.
Mm-hmm. Do you pop in earbuds and listen to it?
Yeah, what do you do now? Because in the past,
can the deer hear it even if you have the earbuds on?
I don't know.
Do the deer want to know what's going on with the
Lions? Well, and you know, does the Up North Dive Bar do great business now?
Yeah.
Because all the hunters are going to go, all right, I'm going to put the rifle down.
Taking the day off.
And go get and go saddle up to the bar to watch the Lions and the Jags.
Because we're non-hunters, we have lots of questions, right?
We always do.
One of the questions I have is, because you think about this lasts, what, 2 weeks? Is that how long the firearm season lasts or whatever it is?
I think you might be right.
And like the diehard hunters, they take this time off. And they're hunting every day. Like to me, because I'm not a hunter, but I would think like, how difficult is it to spare just a few hours to watch the game? But it means so much to them. This is where I really have
I'm impressed
by their dedication to what they do, that they will absolutely not take time off They're gonna be out there in a blind or wherever it is and hunting deer.
Gator and I are very different, but we have a mutual curiosity in the hunting culture. And I'm probably never gonna do it. I mean, I can admit that. There's a really good chance I'm never gonna go hunting. But I do love that it's such a big part of our state and that it's really important to people. 248-539-9797. Ethan is on a cell and on 97 want a ticket. Hi, Ethan.
Boys, thanks for taking the call. I appreciate it. I'm pretty sure I'm going to speak for the vast majority of the hunting community when I say what I'm about to say.
I'm intrigued.
It's all about staying in the bubble.
You're doing it.
You just got to force yourself into the bubble. And listen, the older I get, the easier it gets to stay in the bubble because, you know, when I was younger, it was all like, I got to know every single play that's happening. I got to pull up my phone, you know, all that.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's way better to just experience the game in its totality. Now, I admit 100%, it's not the same experience as watching it live. You know, I don't love it, but you can't miss the time in the tree stand, in the blind, whatever it is. You can't give up that time.
Okay, so Sunday, your plan is to exactly... Are you going to watch the game Sunday then, Sunday night?
Exactly. You go out, and whenever you get back in, that's when you fire up the game from the beginning. You're in the bubble, and you just watch it. You watch it without knowing anything that's gone on.
Okay, and so I'm assuming you're going to be hunting and staying in your normal home. Is that correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay. All right. So you DVR it.
This seems like this would be the easiest bubble to accomplish if you're a hunter.
Why is that?
Because I don't think you probably have your phone off the entire time. You know, you can easily turn off notifications. So you're not
getting. You got it right there.
No one's going to let you know what's going on during the game. So you're out there, you're hunting, and you're not even concerned about the game. You know you'll catch it. It's almost like the game starts at 7 o'clock.
Gotcha.
And listen, my father-in-law, my dad, whatever, my friend groups, you just shoot them a message and say, hey, I'm going into the bubble.
Yep.
Don't let me know what's going on.
Attaboy.
And that's it. And you're good to go.
Okay, we'll see. We've got other hunters on hold. I will see if you're speaking for all of them. 248-539-9797. John is next. Hi, John.
It'd be dangerous.
How's it going today?
What's up, John?
So, I have an iPad, and I've done it the last couple of years. I'll take it out to the tree stand, out my deer blind, inside the deer blind. Keep it down on low, and never miss a moment of the game.
So wherever your deer blind is, you got good Wi-Fi there?
My iPad's connected already. It's got, like, the service on it.
Okay.
So have you ever had the opportunity to pull the trigger while the game has gone on? I assume you've done this before.
I have not, no. The game, well, it's usually on at 1 o'clock, so deer are kind of slow during the day, especially this year's going to be, what, the third day of the season? So they're a little shy until the last hour of light, right?
I don't know. You tell us. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, we'll trust you. So,
and it's kind of quiet because you don't have the wife. You don't have the kids with you. It's just you and the deer blind and your iPad, the lions.
So, John, where is your deer blind?
Brown City, up in the thumb.
Okay, gotcha.
It's okay.
Well, good luck to you, John.
Yes, John, thank you.
Good luck.
That's the best call of the week right there. Yeah. Even the deer hunting is just okay in the thumb.
Let's go to Joe. You're next on 97.1 A Ticket. Hi, Joe.
Hey, how we doing?
We're great.
So I'm headed up north right now. Got the car packed up, meeting two of my buddies up there. And yesterday we were talking. We had an argument on whether or not we're going to leave early on Sunday so we can catch the game. The two of them want to leave early. I'm more of the, hey, I'll stay in, you know, but we came to an agreement. If two of us get deer by Sunday morning, then we'll go ahead and head home. If not, I'm staying and I'll be watching it on my phone in the deer blind.
Wow. So it's dependent upon the success of Friday and Saturday.
You got it.
Excellent. Excellent. I like it. Well, you have to let us know how it goes, Joe.
I will definitely call back in next week and let you know.
Now, real quick, would this have ever been the case in previous years that you were worried to let the Lions game potentially interrupt your hunting?
Last year, yes. Prior to that, not really.
Okay, gotcha. Well, that's the thing. We suddenly have this conflict. The Lions were easy to ignore in the past. Not so much now.
Not so much.
Hunters, what are you doing? Sunday at 1. It's Carson Anderson.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.